This is Rabbi Nathanael Perron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, March 18th, 2019. We are on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, 13a, the second section from the word Chozer to Mehasam. It is the green text on your source sheet. So Gemara picks up, commenting on the line of the Mishnah, right, Chozer Lisrara Shehayaba, that when the person, the Kohen Gadol, is to die and the person comes out of the accidental murder, returns home, he goes back to the position that he held. Right, if he was an important person before, he can be an important person now. The Gemara records a machloka as to whether that is indeed true or not. And it says, Tana Rabbanan. So it actually first begins with an Eved Ivri, with a Hebrew slave, who gets at some level demoted and then returns back, and says as follows, V'shav al mishpachto, he returns to his family, V'al achuzat avotav yashuv, right, to the inheritance of his father. You go back to the family, go back to the land, yashuv. The Gemara comments, giving us first the position of Rabbi Yehuda, L'mishpach tohu shav. Yeah, he goes back to his family, sure. Ve'eno shav l'mashech zigu avosav. But he doesn't go back to the esteemed position which the family or the community held him to. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So says Rabbi Yehuda. You can go back to your family, go back to the land, but you don't go back to the position. Right? Once demoted, never promoted. That's true in the world at large, but certainly that's Rabbi Yehuda's position. You don't automatically go back to that place, right? You could probably work your way up, but you don't automatically return. Rabbi Meir says no. Af hu shav l'mas shehechziku avosav. Yes, you also go back. You go back to the family and the land and the position that you were held in esteem, before you left by the family, by Avosav. How does he know? It says, Elachuzat Avotav, you go back to the inheritance of your, right, Ke Avotav, like you were before, like your family, like your parents, like etc. Gemara then says, V'chein Begola. Right, and so too, in the case of the accidental murderer. Right, and just to go back for a moment, probably right, Rabbi Meir is looking at the words Elachuzat Avotav as being somewhat extra, and therefore that's really what it comes to teach you. Right, you could have just said V'shav al mishpachto ve'al arzo or something like that. Achuzat Avotav is where he held before, including the position. The Gemara that says V'chein Begola, and so too with the accidental murderer. Kishu Omer, when it says Yashuv, that he will return, L'Rabo says Harotzeach, that comes to include the accidental murder. So the Gemara now asks, what is my V'chein Begola? What did the Gemara mean when it said, and so too in the case of the accidental murderer? What exactly did it mean? And the Gemara will proceed that we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the case of the accidental murderer that parallels our machlokas, our argument, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, in the case of the Eved Ivri of the Hebrew slave. Kiditanya, like we learned in Abraisa. Yashuv harotzeach el eretz achuzato. Kohen Gadol dies, the accidental murderer will return to, again, that similar language, Eretz Achuzato, to the land, his ancestral plot. Le Eretz Achuzaso Shav, to the land he goes back. Ve'eno Shav, Lamashe Hziku Avosav. But he will not go back to the position, right, of which he held. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so says Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir says no. Af hu Shav. You also go back to the position that you held beforehand. Gamar, right? Sheva mehasam. You have the word yashuv, or right, in both places. right? Vishav and then Yashuv, and you have Yashuv, sorry, Vishav and Yashuv in the first pasuk. You have Yashuv in the second pasuk. Right? So you have the root of Shav. We have, from there we learn Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava, right, if we remember, is where you find the same word in two different locations, and that allows you to transfer the halachos from one context to the other. We take the fact that you return to the position that you held in Eved Ivri, and through the word, through the root Shav, that becomes that gets transferred, according to Rabbi Meir, to the laws of the accidental murderer as well. He holds that in both cases you return to the position that you held. And Rabbi Yehuda in both cases says, no, you go back to your family and your land, but you do not go back to the position that you held. So we say today, Hadron Alach Elohein HaLokin, so Elohein HaGolin. We have finished the Perek of, right, these are those who are going to your Miklat to Galus. Come back tomorrow. We will start Elohein HaLokin. These are the ones not who go to your Miklat, but who get whiplashes. So that, come back tomorrow. Please join me then.